This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca, Dylan and Fiona, would you like to do the introductions?
Yes, as we all know, of course, Melbourne Queer Film Festival is almost upon us. We have a director who is very tall, but we have Logan Muka in the studio, who's just shrunk his chair down to reach the microphone, to tell us all about his short film that he is presenting. Welcome to the studio. Welcome to SatMag.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for being a regular listener.
No problem. I know. It's a nice thing to listen to on a Saturday when you're kind of waking up late in the morning with a cup of coffee.
And have you been into the studio before?
I have, not for a while, but I have been in quite a few times before for different projects.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See, now I've got a vision of someone who's been out on the terps or whatever, you know, waking up and turning on the station and hearing us ranting or raving about something. It's all right, I'm comfortable with that. So, Logan, the film is called We're All In This Together and it's showing at Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Tell us a little bit about it.
So this is like a short documentary project about Melbourne's queer history. So it's five different stories that kind of span different accounts of things that have happened over Melbourne. And then they're retold through young queer performers. So instead of getting the people whose stories they are, they've been retold through young actors.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified that, because when I was watching the short film, I was like, they seem a bit young to have gone through those experiences. So, of course, now it all makes sense.
Yeah, so I think the project kind of came out because I was quite interested in... I've done a lot of projects about queer history and culture before, but I think I kind of hit a point where I realised I didn't really know much about Melbourne's queer history, and a lot of my friends didn't either. I thought that was quite sad. So I think I thought, knew a lot about Sydney, knew a lot about, you know, Stonewall and the States and everything, but nothing really about what's happened in Melbourne. So I just wanted to do a project that tried to engage young people, and myself included, to try and find some, you know, find out what's happened before in Melbourne for the reason we have all the rights and privileges we have today.
What was one of the, perhaps the most interesting or surprising things that you discovered?
I was quite interested about the start of gay liberation in Melbourne. I never really knew anything about that, you know, starting at Melbourne University with a story from Jude Munro that's in the film.
Yes.
That was really fascinating because I'd never really heard about it before. And then even about the Tasty nightclub raids, I knew a little bit about. I think I kind of, it's always been in the back of my head hearing about them, but, you know, sitting down and hearing those first-hand accounts of what happened, you know, at these nightclub raids in the 90s in the city was just horrifying. That's only 25 years ago. That something so horrible would happen.
It's an interesting time. You know, in some of the venues that were around, I remember the University Club and, you know, Key Club and many places, you know, that were sort of hidden away.
Very nondescript, yeah.
Yes. And, you know, you knew if you saw someone going in there, they were gay. Absolutely have to be. And if they weren't, they didn't stay long. But that history, but, you know, it's the human rights history and the advocacy history that, you know, and you think back all those years ago, and how courageous it was then to stand up and advocate and, you know, to say, you know what, we are entitled to be heard, we are entitled to be treated equal. We all have short memories.
And I guess part of the film's goal is to remind and to continue to inspire people that you know, they still need to be standing up and there's still a lot to be done, and to encourage people not to take it for granted and participate.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a big thing about it. Like, these people kind of paved the way and did so much activism and so much work for what we have today that I think it'd be sad if the younger generation kind of forgets that or doesn't have that kind of fighting spirit that they had. So I think kind of trying to engage young people and learn about their history, hopefully we'll try and get a few young people riled up about a lot of things that are still going on at the moment within our community.
I think, you know, there was a time in recent history when, I can say this, when some of the more mature members of our community sometimes wondered, were younger queers going to stand up and, you know, join the fight or start, you know, we used to joke about the merry-go-round, that we're all on the merry-go-round and occasionally one of us would get off, but someone else wouldn't always get on. And I thought that for a while, but certainly the last few years, I think, and a film like this will do a lot, you know, for younger people to recognise and realise, yes, there's a past. We don't need you to pat us on the back or thank us. Just take up the issues yourself and advocate for them in a different way to what we did. There's different mechanisms to do it now that work. So I think it's an awesome film, you know, to demonstrate, you know, the history, and hopefully it will encourage many, many young queers, you know, to say, you know what, yeah, there's nothing. I always say there's nothing worse than standing at the barricade and looking behind you and there's no one there.
Very true.
So, yeah, I think it's a great project. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
So now Jude Munro is one of the stories, and Jude is a regular, of course, on this program because we're always keeping updated with Pride Centre developments, and she's amazing. So, some of the other people, can you tell us some of the other people that whose stories are being retold?
Yeah, so I had there's a wonderful trans rights advocate, Sally Conning, who might probably have been here a few times as well, but she had this amazing, horrible experience, I suppose, growing up in the suburbs in the 50s and 60s and having this identity, not really understanding what it is, and then just kind of hearing this story of how they became comfortable with themselves over the years. So that was quite an interesting one, and hearing about that experience of people who were trans back before it was really a known thing or identified of what it was. So that was quite interesting. So there's Jude Munro about the start of gay liberation in the 70s. An interesting one about the HIV AIDS crisis in the 80s. Looked at it through the perspective of a nurse who was on the forefront.
Yes.
Who was one of the, you know, first group of nurses that went in and did care. So that was a really interesting experience for me to kind of hear that story, because that's something of a perspective I hadn't really heard before. And then friend Sean, who was there at the Tasty Nightclub raids, and then to top it all off, talking about what we were talking about before, about young people kind of picking up the mantle, was that there's a story about a young asylum seeker from Uganda who's literally only came over a couple of years ago, who was persecuted for being a lesbian over in the, you know, back home. And so, you know, there's issues like that. So I wanted to put in a contemporary story as well, just going to show that there are still things happening.
To remind people that there is a lot still happening.
There's a lot still happening that we may or might not know about.
And the and so the people that actually tell the tales, did they have the opportunity to sit and meet with those people whose stories they were telling?
Well, it's kind of quite a detached, weird process. So I spend a lot of time meeting these people, interviewing them, and kind of turning their stories into monologues for the actors. But when we had a quick little launch at a gallery last year, and we had, it's hard to get everyone together. We had one of the actors and one of the counterparts were there, and it was quite a beautiful experience to see these two kind of generations of queer men kind of talking about that and making that connection. But I'm excited about the screening coming up at Melbourne Queer Film Festival, because I've got all five people whose stories are based on. So they're not the actors, the five people whose stories are based on will all...
They're all going to be at the screening.
They'll all be there doing a discussion.
Oh,
so for me, it kind of warms my heart knowing they'll all be together.
So there's a discussion after the film.
Yes. So the five people whose stories, including Jude and everyone, will all be there to talk about their experiences.
Wow, that would be an incredible opportunity to see the film and then to be able to engage. I mean,
with the people,
filmmaking doesn't come more real than that.
No, it's quite an exciting opportunity. I'm very grateful for the Melbourne Queer Film Festival for putting that together.
And what date is that happening at the Queer Film Festival? I mean, if I have it up here on my on my computer.
We're just checking that he knows.
But I thought I'd ask you.
So it's on Sunday the 17th of March, 3 p.m. at Acme. And it is a free event, so you can just go online and book tickets for that. Yeah.
So you won't hear in Acme the sound of the Grand Prix, which will be muffled by the wonderful sounds of Acme. If you are participating in that, which is sounds like a wonderful alternative.
Much better to come here,
It's actually the race for equality is the race you want to win.
So well said.
You've been working on that one.
That'll be on a T-shirt.
could be on a T-shirt next week.
Who said you were great at the pithy statement?
Yes.
You whipped that one up quickly.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, for those who haven't been paying attention, there is a T-shirt, picture of Macca's T-shirt on the website, on the podcast.
On the podcast from this morning.
Go and have a look, listeners.
Yeah.
So... That sounds fantastic, and I encourage everyone to go and check out your short film and look forward to seeing how your career grows as a filmmaker. You've been making films for a long time?
For a very long time, for about 10 years. So I kind of been making queer kind of documentaries all that time. So,
is this not the first time you've been in MQFF?
No, they've kind of been looking after my career for the last 19 years. Wow. They took my first very rough short film I made in TAFE, my first film ever did. Put on at Melbourne Queer Festival, so that was very generous of them to give me my first screening ever.
Well, it's a shame, you know, I used this year's, I haven't, but the last 10 years, I think, I sponsored the documentary prize.
Oh, wonderful.
So, I decided to let someone else have a crack at it this year, but docos are my favourites.
Yeah.
And short films, they're my favourite. Look, there's other stuff that's great as well, just I don't have the time. A short film is, and a doco is
short programmes are great because you're going to get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and it's one of the things in the festival that I think has the most value because it gives people greater access, and certainly your film, being a freebie, is even better.
Well, I think documentaries, I think I'm with you there. I've always loved documentaries just because, you know, the stories and things that you find and discover and hear are much stranger than you could ever conjure up in your imagination.
Indeed. They sure are. I am a massive fan of the documentary as well.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we encourage everyone to check out the MQFF program.
Yes.
Don't forget to go and see Logan's short film and hear words from those people who experienced and lived through those times.
And a very apt title, We're All In This Together.
Indeed.
Thank you, Logan. Thanks for your time and thank you for making this film. I'm sure people are going to enjoy it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.